8 months away from the scheduled completion of the renovation of Union Station in Springfield, Amtrak officials toured the work site today with the goal of providing suggestions to make the $88.5 million publicly funded project a success. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, the driving force behind the Springfield Union Station restoration, wants to utilize Amtrak's Great American Stations project to assure that visitors to the refurbished station will enjoy the same vibrancy and elegance that rail travelers did more than 50 years ago.
We don't want this just to be a museum. We want people to utilize it for a variety of initiatives and activities.
Neal said he is looking for Amtrak's advice, drawn from experience with other station restorations around the country, to recover, restore, and display artifacts such as the original station clock, blackboards that were used to display railroad timetables, benches, and wooden luggage carts. Another goal of the $88.5 million project is to make Union Station a center of activity to serve as a catalyst for economic growth. Patrick Kidd of Amtrak, amidst the clamor of construction work, said that he sees a lot of potential in the plans local officials have for Union Station.
And I think anybody who's involved with this project would realize it's not just a two-year, project. We're looking at a vision that's 20, 30, 40 years down the line, and how it can really impact the neighborhood and the surrounding area.
Kidd cited several examples of what other cities have done with their restored train stations to attract visitors to their downtowns.
So we've seen things like pop-up markets, art exhibitions, you can have book readings. We have stations where they do, you can rent out space for private events. That's revenue generation opportunities. Everybody always likes that. You can have public festivals. There are stations or window communities where maybe they have, a race through downtown or some sort of community-wide event, but they make sure something happens at the station so that people go through that facility. And that's something you have to think of about too. So maybe there are existing programs that happen in the city every year, but how do you incorporate the station into that programming moving forward just to get people here?
After the restored Union Station opens, Amtrak will promote it as part of the Great American Station Initiative.
So for us, it's really about sharing with communities. So there are others out there that are interested in projects like this. This is a great inspiration to them. You can look at what's worked at some other stations and what they might try here. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You move on to the next idea. So I think there's always that process of kind of breaking things in.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who embraced the Union Station redevelopment when he took office 8 years ago, is counting on it, along with the MGM Casino being built about a half mile to the south, to anchor the rebirth of downtown.
Sometimes you got to jumpstart things with public investment, whether infrastructure or something like this, and that generates private investment coming in, and we are seeing that. We're contacted two, three times a week with businesses looking to come to the city of Springfield.
There are plans for 16 additional trains a day to stop in Springfield after track improvements are completed north of Hartford in about a year. Union Station is projected to see 5 million people a year pass through it. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.